The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. Cargurus.com.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson, back to bring you the latest news and interviews from Brayhead Clan Ice Hockey Club. We're up to signing number 14, and on Friday, 36-year-old defenceman Rick Jackman. He was announced as another new face at the club as head coach Ryan Finnerty gets ready for the new season. Jackman has a wealth of experience playing in the NHL, playing for no less than six clubs, including Anaheim Ducks, with whom he won the Stanley Cup with in 2007. Further moves have saw him go to Austria, Sweden, Slovakia, and more recently Japan and South Korea, before heading to Glasgow for the 2015-16 season. Firstly, Rick, thank you for joining me on Clan Radio. Welcome to Brayhead Clan, Rick. After such a glittering career, primarily in the NHL, why have you decided to come to Glasgow?
It was an easy decision for me. It's a league I've had my eye on for a couple of years now, and the opportunity arose here for me to have a chance to come out and play, and I'm really excited to be coming there.
Now, I'm glad I'm speaking to you this week, of course, because this is the week where Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup this year. That's something you're very familiar with, of course. Tell us what it's like to lift that famous cup over your head. What's it like?
Oh, it's a special feeling. Something you dream of as a kid growing up playing hockey, especially all over the world, I guess, kids that do play dream of that. It's a lot of hard work and dedication, spending your time in the gym in the summer and just putting in the hours of work, and to be able to have a chance to win it. It was a really special moment.
Of course, that was in 2007 with the Anaheim Ducks. Now, you played alongside another former Brayhead Clan favourite, Drew Miller, who spent 3 months here during the last NHL lockout. Now, we know ice hockey can be a small world with so many guys knowing so many other guys. Did Drew play any part in convincing you to come to the club?
I didn't really have a chance to speak with him. I have a couple of older gentlemen that played in the league, and Neil Martin and Jeremy Rebick. Drew Fatta has been in the league. Those are guys that I kind of leaned on. My agent, Sean Green, really helped me out and pointed me in the right direction. Those guys had nothing but good things to say about the league and going up to Scotland. They always had a great time, and it's something I'm looking forward to getting over there and let's start the season.
Now, I think it's fair to say you're probably the only Clan player to have had high praise from Don Cherry, the leading summariser on Hockey Night in Canada during that Stanley Cup series. Is that something to be proud of as well?
Yeah, absolutely. He's an icon here in North America, especially in Canada. He's very well respected. Pretty funny guy. That was unexpected. I didn't know that he was going to do that, but greatly appreciated. I respect him very much and his opinion, and it was nice to hear from him.
Now, you come to Scotland after spells in the Asian League. You played for Nippon Paper Cranes, a team from Hokkaido in Japan, as well as Anyang Hala from South Korea. Describe the standard of ice hockey there, and what was it like to play in the Far East?
It was good hockey. It was very fast. They're great skaters. Not too physical. The guys aren't really that big, but super quick. You know, they really have a passion for the game over there. I know it goes unnoticed from other countries, but they really do love the game, and they've been playing it for a long time. They take a lot of pride in their programs, and it was an honor to go over there and play. You know, it was probably a part of the world where I wouldn't have spent much time, I would say, and to go over there and see the sights and meet a lot of great people. It was a lot of fun.
Now, as an outsider, what are your early impressions of Brayhead Clan and of the UK Elite League so far?
Well, from what I've heard and what I've seen so far since I signed it, the fans are fantastic. The amount of fans that have reached out and congratulated me and telling me a little bit about the team and the fan base that they have, you know, makes me real excited to get up there and throw a jersey on, start playing some games.
Now, at the age of 36, sorry to bring your age up here, Rick, you bring a wealth of experience, as we've touched upon so far, but what qualities can the Brayhead fans expect of you when you hit the ice later this summer?
Yeah, well, you know, being older and being around, you know, I've been in a lot of different situations over the years. You know, I like to just bring good energy, you know, possessing a good shot from the point, running the power play. You know, I'm always talking on the ice. I'm sure the fans are going to get sick of hearing me yelling or talking, but I think it's a big part of the game, the communication that, you know, really helps out your teammates when they know what's happening, if they have time or whatnot. And, you know, so that's, you know, just bring some leadership and that's it.
Now, as well as the Stanley Cup, you won the Spengler Cup with Canada. As the years roll on, do you crave the chance to win more trophies perhaps now than you did, say, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah. Winning the Spengler was fun, you know. It's a quick little tournament. You know, they throw the guys together. It's nice to get together during the holidays with your Canadian guys and your family. And, you know, to have those two on my resume, it's, you know, it's really exciting. And I'm hoping to add a couple more before it's all said and done.
Now, what are you looking forward to most about coming to the UK and, of course, coming to Glasgow?
Look forward to, you know, meeting my new family and meeting a lot of, having like some new teammates and making friends. You know, I'm excited to get on the ice. You know, it's been a long off season this year, so I've been in the gym training hard, and you know, that's starting to get old now. So I want to get back to playing hockey and just the thrill of winning games.
Now, I know that you guys do your due diligence before you go to places. Have you had a chance to look up your new teammates and the sort of characters you'll be playing with? Is that something you do as the players are announced as we go on?
Yeah, I've looked over the roster here a little bit. I'm unfamiliar with some of the guys, but like I said, you know, every team you go to, it's a new group of guys, all different types of players. I'm sure we're going to gel great. You know, once we get into training camp here, and I'm real excited to get out there and battle with these guys.
And that's Rick Jackman, Brayhead Clan's new signing. Just before I go, we should wish Neil Trim all the best for the future after it was announced he wouldn't be joining the club next season. Of course, he's off to Coventry Blaze for next year, so we wish Neil all the very best of luck at the Sky Dome. That's about it for another edition of Clan Radio, this one sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Keep up to date with the latest Clan news on the website, www.brayheadclan.com. Like the official Facebook page or follow on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. Thanks to Rick Jackman and to you for listening. I'll be back very soon. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.